Under President Saddam Hussein, it was illegal for Iraqis to own satellite dishes and receive foreign television broadcasts. Now that he's gone, there's a booming business catering to the needs of an information-starved public. Most businesses in Iraq are still closed more than a month after the U.S.-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein. But the electronic shops on the main commercial avenues of Baghdad report brisk sales of satellite television equipment. The shops set up dishes on the sidewalk to entice customers to come in and buy the equipment. Among the shoppers is a 26-year-old aluminum plant worker named Muhammad Ali. Mr. Ali said he cannot wait to get his own dish after watching satellite television at a friend's home. Speaking through an interpreter, he said access to foreign broadcasts was forbidden under Saddam Hussein.
All satellite used to be not allowed to set it in your houses. Now people like to get it, to buy it, because in the past the state television showed only what the state want people to see.
The interpreter explains the kind of programs Mr. Ali says he enjoys.
Films, songs, and the news about his country. He doesn't know what's going on in the north and the south. He knows all these through the other channels. So he needs satellites, he needs channels to see, to understand what is going on in his country.
The satellite dish phenomenon is helping to fill an information void for Iraqis trying to figure out what is going on in their country after the fall of Saddam Hussein. For the first time, Iraqi satellite dish owners can get news about Iraq from the Pan-Arab Al Jazeera channel and from Iran's Al Alam network, which is beaming an Arabic language feed aimed at Iraq's majority Shiite community. The broadcasts are not always favorable toward the American occupation, and U.S. officials say they need to start communicating directly to the Iraqi people. The U.S. Reconstruction Office for Iraq plans to launch a television station and a newspaper in Baghdad this week. Officials say the primary objective is to provide Iraqis basic information about restoring essential services, and there will be no political content or editorials. A coalition forces radio station is broadcasting Arabic language news to the capital region from the Baghdad airport. The owner of Akram Electronics Store, Akram Abu Tomas, says he is irritated that people are demanding satellite equipment when there is no reliable supply of electricity and many people are afraid to leave their homes. Speaking through an interpreter, he has some advice for the American officials in Iraq.
We need only one thing, the safety. Al-Aman, the safety. Let America take all money, but just all oil. He said if American left the country, the chaos will start again.
His brother Sammy agrees. He says Iraqis do not need foreign broadcasts to tell them things are a mess in their country right now. And after 3 decades of Saddam Hussein, he says, Iraqis just want peace. Michael Drudge, VOA News, Baghdad.